Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, August 25th, 2009. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Our ministry is called Daily Encouragement Net, and once again today we want to encourage you with a message we title Fruitfulness. The scripture text is John 15, verse 8.
This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples.
Last night as we gathered around our table for dinner and we expressed our thanks to God, we considered our bounty. Locally grown corn purchased at a farm stand, zucchini squash from our garden, along with yellow squash given to us by friends, our own homegrown tomatoes, fresh
oregano
and basil from our herb garden, which Brooksine made into a pesto and spread on our toasted bread.
And then later we had some wonderful, juicy watermelon. Clarence Cook.
Coe, he says to pronounce it Coe.
We should have discussed this before we started on our message
today. If you're
today.
Listening to this, Eileen, he did give us several alternate pronunciations. Clarence Coe.
Anyway, a friend we met in Missouri, he gave us a wonderful watermelon that we sliced open and have been enjoying for the last couple days.
We actually saw him pick it in his garden in rural southern Missouri last week. Well, this year we have had an abundant rain all throughout the growing season. Today I spoke to Galen, farmer friend, and he is projecting a fruitful harvest, although later in the season due to the cooler summer. Think about it. We are all dependent upon the farmer's fruitfulness.
One of the common illustrations in the Bible regarding the evidence of spiritual health and life is fruitfulness. In the daily text, Jesus is giving a teaching on this just prior to his death. In bearing fruit, we bring the Father glory and demonstrate that we are indeed Christ's disciples. In Scripture, fruitfulness is used in the sense of the impact of the gospel, such as Colossians 1, verse 6, and we give a link to that, as well as Galatians 5, 22, and 23. It's the development of Christ-like character that we see when we are bearing fruit.
And of course, that passage is the fruit of the Spirit passage. Well, there are three foundational qualities to the fruitfulness that God wants us to have. First of all, we are to bear much fruit,
which speaks of quantity.
We are to bear good fruit,
which speaks of the quality.
And we are to bear lasting fruit,
which speaks of the longevity.
Jesus completed the teaching in John's Gospel with a powerful commission. It's found in John 15, verse 6. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. We have all been appointed to go and bear fruit. The word appointed is also translated ordained in the King James Version. We all have a high calling from our Lord. This day, let us indeed seek to be fruitful.
Let's pray together. Jesus, you taught your followers that you are the vine and we are the branches. If we remain in you, we will bear much fruit. Fruitfulness in our lives is not automatic, nor can it be purchased or inherited, since you are the sole source of our fruitfulness. Help us to be healthy vines bearing much fruit, so that we bring glory to you and bear witness to the fact that we are your disciples. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, thanks for joining us today. It's a beautiful day here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, where we live. We were out for 2 weeks, got back last week, and we continue to share some reflections regarding our trip. In fact, I think I have a few more photos tomorrow. But today I focus on what we did a week ago today at the Indiana State Fair in Indianapolis. And I have five or six or maybe even seven photos we took at the fair. And if you care to look at our photos, they are on our website today, the message we prepared for Tuesday, August 25th, 2009. And our website is dailyencouragement.net. We also have some music that we feel relates to the theme today. One is from the Integrity Scripture Memory Series, and it's titled Give, and It Will Be Given Unto You. That regards in our fruitfulness for the Lord. They also chose an online version from the Chuckwagon Gang of an old hymn called Bringing in the Sheaves. And finally, I know Brooksine has set the words to the fruit of the Spirit to music, but I found an online version that will make you at least smile, if not laugh, at a very creative video that I found from some type of church camp teaching kids the fruit of the Spirit. It's a very well done video. All of these are available as a link from our website today. Continue to serve the Lord and continue to seek to be fruitful for Him.